Fairbanks area residents are weighing cost and environmental impacts as Golden Valley Electric Association pursues startup of the Healy Clean Coal Plant. GVEA members from Delta Junction to Fairbanks and Healy have seen power rates escalate with the price of oil, the fuel more Healy coal could replace. Area residents staged dueling rallies on the issue in Fairbanks yesterday. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The area around the Northern Alaska Environmental Center was the venue for an unusual mix as pro and anti-coal forces spoke out on the proposed startup of the Healy Clean Coal Plant. Golden Valley Electric organized the rally outside the Northern Center, and the environmental community responded with its own turnout. The Northern Center, the Denali Citizens Council in Healy, and two national environmental organizations are on record formally opposed to an air quality permit for the Healy Clean Coal Plant. Golden Valley Electric President and CEO Brian Newton laid blame on the environmental groups for holding up a cheaper source of energy.
We want these four environmental groups to drop their challenge to our permit. We want to get Healy Clean Coal running. They stand in the way right now. They're costing us a lot of money.
Golden Valley estimates activation of the facility will lower power rates 10% to 15% for residential customers, a big motivation for GVA rally participants like Audrey Murphy.
I came all the way from Delta Junction. I've spoken for opening this plant for many years, and I think it needs to be done and needed to be done a while ago because of the cost of energy, because of the number of people that can be employed down in Healy, which is good for the state and good for Alaskans all over.
Local green energy entrepreneur Bernie Carl spoke in favor of using the plant to reduce electric rates, even if it falls short of his ideals.
I say build any coal power plant you want. No smokestack. No permits needed. Build any nuclear power plant you want. Can't have any waste. But Healy Clean Coal is built. It is there. It's our power plant. $350 million has been spent. Why don't we lead the parade? Why don't we lead it? I say get it running and get it running quickly.
Carl urged all GVEA members to join the Northern Center and work toward better energy solutions for the future. The utility is already building the state's largest wind farm at Healy and working on a plan to truck natural gas in from the North Slope. Northern Center rallier Doug McIntosh expressed willingness to accept the financial consequences of cleaner energy.
I'd be willing to pay more for electric power from GVEA if it was produced in a less environmentally damaging manner.
Others at the rally pushed for more conservation and efficiency to reduce power demand, and many fell in the compromise camp of people like Paul Tengen.
Clean coal is sort of an oxymoron. I understand the economics of it and realize that we probably have to put up with coal for a while, but it should eventually be phased out because of the it's so dirty.
Golden Valley Electric's board of directors rejected an earlier agreement hammered out with the environmental groups, which would have allowed the air quality permit if the utility agreed to stop burning coal in 20 years. GVEA is currently negotiating directly with the Environmental Protection Agency on the Healy Clean Coal Plant, proposing increased emissions controls in exchange for the air permit. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.